president went to South America to forge an alliance for progress.
We today share the realization which President Roosevelt expressed in 1944 when he said that true individual freedom cannot exist without economic security and independence. With a system of national independence originated over 100 years ago, with a policy of friendship and good neighborliness which was developed in the administration of President Roosevelt, it is our function here in this hemisphere in 1961 to make it possible for all the people not only to be free, but to have a home and educate their children and have a job for themselves and their security. And that is what we're determined to do. Economic security, the bringing of a better life to all of our people, must now be in the 1960s the principal object and goal of the Inter-American system. And what is happening here today at La Mirita in pursuit of that goal symbolizes the gigantic new steps that are now being taken. From this day forward, the Inter-American system represents not merely the unity of the governments that are involved, but the unity of people. Not only a common goal of political alignment, but a common vow by all of our governments and all of our people to improve man's economic, social, and political well-being. Not just an alliance for the protection of our country, but an alliance of progress for our people. We will be in the 1960s more than good neighbors.